Hello, hello, hello. This is Nat King Cole.
I'm Pat Monahan from the band Train.
This is Katrina Carlson.
This is Paul Simon.
Hi, this is Daryl Dragon, the captain.
And this is Tony Tennille, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is part of the third annual Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown. For the next 7 days, I'll be reposting previous episodes, the most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the fourth of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st and at least one brand new podcast episode right here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it. So if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I tried.
What number? Seven.
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 Seven. Seven, 11.
Number seven.
The seventh most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast was released on March 18th, 2021. It was only the fifth episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast. It was a celebration of Nat King Cole and his Christmas music. His birthday had been the day before, and he's released so much Christmas music beyond the four versions of the Christmas song that he recorded in his all-too-brief career. When you talk about Christmas music, there's definitely one name that comes up early in the conversation, if not first in that conversation.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole was born on St. Patrick's Day, and as that came and went this week, I started thinking quite a bit about him. His birthday in 2021 would have been number 102 if he were still here celebrating. Sadly, he left us back in 1965 when he died of lung cancer, about a month away from his 46th birthday. He recorded over 100 songs that made it onto the charts, which is even more amazing when you realize that almost all of that occurred over a period of 20 years. He was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1990, was featured on a United States postage stamp in 1994, and was even inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. Nat King Cole was also the first Black entertainer to host a television show. His Nat King Cole show lasted two seasons and over 40 episodes in the mid-1950s. He also had a TV special, An Evening with Nat King Cole, that aired in the U.S. in 1963 and also in the U.K. on the BBC. I could go on for quite a while talking about his amazing achievements, but since this podcast is about Christmas music, let's just talk about that. The King Cole Trio were the first to record Mel Torme's song, The Christmas Song. That happened in June of 1946. He re-recorded it a few months later, and that second recording became the single. It reached number 3 on the pop and the R&B charts. That version would hit the charts again several more times before he recorded a new version in 1953. That version hit the charts two or three times before he recorded one more version in 1961. That version was recorded in stereo, and it's the one we have heard most often and continue to hear in the 21st century. That version, by the way, has hit the charts six times just in the last 10 years. That very first recording, the one he made in June of 1946, wasn't actually released for over 40 years. In the late 1980s, that version was accidentally sent to another record label that was putting out a Christmas music compilation, so it finally was released to the public in 1989. If you've ever heard Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song and thought it sounded a little different than the one you're used to or the one you have, all those versions are probably the reason why. Of course, that's not the only Christmas music that Nat King Cole recorded. He recorded several Christmas songs, including The Little Christmas Tree and All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth with the King Cole Trio. He also had other Christmas songs hit the charts, like Frosty the Snowman and Take Me Back to Toyland. In 1960, he released his only Christmas album called The Magic of Christmas. And while it contained 14 songs, none of the songs I've already mentioned were on it. That album was reissued a few years later, and the record label decided maybe we should put that big song on there. And they added his stereo recording of the Christmas song in place of his version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That re-released version became the best-selling Christmas album of the 1960s, selling over 6 million copies. In 1970, it was re-released as a children's Christmas album as part of a promotion with Safeway Supermarkets. 20 years later, it was put out again under the title Cole, Christmas, and Kids. During the 1990s, it was repackaged two more times, once as Christmas Favorites and once as The Christmas Song. If you take a quick look on Spotify, you'll see that they list three Nat King Cole Christmas albums. Two of them I've already mentioned, and then there's one more from 2020 called Christmas with Nat King Cole. The expanded version that they have of the Christmas Song album includes a duet with his daughter Natalie on the title track, technically giving us a fifth version of that song. And by the way, none of those Christmas collections have all of Nat King Cole's Christmas songs, which can be really frustrating for collectors. For what it's worth, I do try to play them all on the Sounds of Christmas. I was all set to wrap this up by saying something about Nat King Cole and the Christmas song and how, even though he has five different versions of it out there, I still play more of his music than just that one song. And while all of that is true, I came across one other thing that I wanted to share. For those who don't know, about 10 years ago, the folks at Billboard started a separate chart for holiday music. On that chart in 2020, Nat King Cole had three other entries besides the Christmas song. That means that others are also discovering that there's more Christmas music out there by artists like Nat King Cole besides just the one or two so-called hits that traditional radio seems to focus on. I'll be sure to check on that again at the end of this year in hopes that it's a trend that continues and not just a fluke.
I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
That's the seventh most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with number six. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And then you can just click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.